to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Stone Temple Pilots on Trail Mix 103.1 to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Gray here with you halfway through today's morning show. Normally, this would be the football hour, but we got too caught up defining decanters in the 7 o'clock hour. That means Sorta Sports to start this hour. Why did Scotty Scheffler have to use a new driver? Why did the rules judge take his away? Was it the C word? Was Scotty trying to cheat? Well, I think you would have known if that's what was up, but I'll still give you the details. What was going on there? Why didn't they give more of an explanation? There's some confidentiality involved. First, though, good music's involved. Here's Alanis Morissette on Trail Mix.
It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Safe. was afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase, kissed his kids goodbye. He waited his whole damn life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? And isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Thank you.
The Morning Show with Greg Gunderson.
The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Trail Mix 103.1.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. Cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
She goes unnoticed, she knows no limits, she craves attention, she praises an image, she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cover girls don't cry after the face is made, but there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are, and you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, so you're beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. So she's starving, you know, cover girls, eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect, she don't understand she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh, so to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Hope you see a little bit clearer.
Trail Mix 103.1. That's Alessia Cara with Scars to Your Beautiful, following Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Talking Heads, Alanis Morissette. A great kickoff to the 8 o'clock hour. So, Scottie Scheffler won the third major of his career over the weekend at the PGA Championship, and he did it with a golf club that he'd never used before. If you watched the match, you may have noticed that they pulled his driver, and I'm guessing if you were watching that closely, you're probably pretty familiar with the sport and you are aware of why that was, but it might have looked kind of suspicious to the casual fan. The whole idea, we can boil it down to one simple thing. As you use a driver, the face of that club gets thinner, and as it gets thinner, it gets springier. So the older a driver is, the more broken in it is, the more flex its face can provide. And a lot of players, especially extremely experienced players, feel that they can get some extra distance or extra control. It's kind of like, and I don't want to liken it to this, so please take this with a grain of salt, it's almost like a corked bat, where, yes, the corked bat undeniably changes how the bat works, but it doesn't actually technically just make it better. Like, if you've ever watched a breakdown of what a corked bat does, it's just different. It's not necessarily better. It's a little more flexible. It's a little more supple. It feels slightly different when you swing, but it doesn't, like, if you take a ball-throwing machine and a bat-swinging machine, the wood bat and the corked bat give you very similar results, but the human tendency to believe there's a difference, that's the placebo effect right there. So is the older driver better? Actually, in this case, it seems so. There's been a lot of testing done to confirm that, yes, a thinner driver face is, it gives the club what's known as a different characteristic time. Basically, how long does it take the driver face to spring back after it's struck by the ball? And it matters. Apparently, it matters a lot. According to Scheffler, he was surprised that he was able to use the driver that long because they test 50 players every tournament, and if the driver doesn't make the cut or if the club that they test doesn't make the cut, you have to use a new one. But Scheffler said he'd argue that if they're going to test the drivers, they need to be more robust. If they're going to take it seriously, basically, test everyone. There's a couple of golf pros out there that say, yes, indeed. I mean, I get the idea. If you're worried that your driver isn't going to conform, bring a new one because you might be one of the 50. And that fear is enough to create kind of a self-enforcement. But test everybody. At this point, there are people getting away with drivers that wouldn't conform because they weren't tested. That means test everybody. That's what was up with Scheffler this past weekend with his incredible performance. Outdoor news and the weather coming at you next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worry wart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
The Badger State is home to the world's largest population of the federally endangered Karner blue butterfly. Now, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to help monitor this insect. More details when we return, but first,
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers for its annual Karner Blue Butterfly Volunteer Monitoring Program to help survey for this endangered butterfly this summer. Since 2018, volunteers have contributed data that helps Wisconsin's long-term view of this insect's population state. Volunteer, DNR, and partner data go toward the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Karner Blue Recovery Plan, which has the goal of delisting karners as an endangered species. The Karner Blue Butterfly's habitat once ranged from Minnesota to Maine and into Canada. Threats to these insects include habitat loss, fragmentation, and climate change. Currently, Wisconsin has the largest remaining population of Karner Blue butterflies, thanks to an abundance of habitat like savannas and prairies that contain wild lupine, the only food source for the Karner's pale green caterpillars. Learn how you can help at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then search Karner Blue Butterfly.
From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today, high in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers, our low 41. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The right mix for Park Falls and Prentice. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Trail Mix 103.1, that's the Go-Go's with Vacation. Tears for Fears just before with Head Over Heels. Gray here with you. It's the middle of the 8 o'clock hour. Finally getting into our normal sports report after we got a little caught up in the 7 o'clock hour. The big question, the NFL votes. Those are happening today and tomorrow. We've talked about the tush push. We've talked about playoff reseeding. Well, one team official has said that one particular vote should be, quote, easy. There's apparently one topic on the table that will pop up, be voted on, and be gone. Should be pretty unanimous. I'll give you the details of that unanimous expectation after Bryan Adams, Evanescence, and Fleetwood Mac next on Trail Mix.
You can listen to Trail Mix 103.1 on your phone. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone today.
I listen to it on the app.
I listen on the app.
Pop in your earbuds and start listening today on the Civic Media app.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
for all of Price County. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Trailmix 103.1, that's Little Lies from Fleetwood Mac, following Evanescence with Bring Me to Life. So, the NFL is voting over these next couple days on the tush push. They're voting on a move to reseed the playoffs after the wild card round. The more I read the comments on those, by the way, the more I feel foolish for asking questions. So everybody in the comments on the tush push ban is like, yep, the Packers are weak. The Packers need to get better. This is a whiny move. We're reaching a point now where I feel guilty for asking for more details. It's like, seriously, why can't other teams do what the Eagles are doing? I understand that it looks like sour grapes because the Packers are the one making the proposal, but are the Packers actually making the proposal because the tush push beat us, or are the Packers making the proposal because we're the only publicly owned team who also happens to have a retiring president? Anyway, the NFL one team official recently said that one of the votes that'll happen today is going to be, quote, easy, and that is going to be the vote on whether NFL players will be allowed to participate in flag football in the 2028 Summer Olympics. One source said about today's vote, according to Adam Schefter, quote, Olympics should be easy. So it's not expected to be a major point of contention. I think this is kind of the freebie that'll be the icebreaker before the tush push vote and then the playoff reseed vote. Seriously, though, it's rough out there. If you don't have a short sentence opinion about the tush push, don't expect a good reception. Don't go into a tush push conversation with questions, because how dare you want information to inform your opinion. Weather's up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, the sale starts Wednesday. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today. High in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers. Our low 41. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Thank you.
is Trail Mix 103.1.